This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we have a lot to do today. We begin with the first sugya, Daf Kuf Beis in Ksubas, the teaching of Rav Gidol. What does Rav Gidol say? Rav Gidol is found in Ksubas Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Loi b'shtari psiktok de Rav Gidol. The Gemara is trying to ascertain whether if somebody hands an IOU in front of two Edim without saying Atem Edai, do we say Alima Milsa Deshtara? And the Gemara feels that a particular case must be where the Mishnah said that if somebody marries a woman and he makes up to support the stepdaughter for 5 years, he would be obligated to support the stepdaughter under what conditions? Must be he gave an IOU in front of two Edim. To which Gemara says, no, maybe the case is like Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol famously says that when mechutanim are handling before the marriage, and the father, the chassan, says, okay, I'm going to give my son a car, I'm going to give him an allowance, and the father, Kala, says, okay, I'm going to give my daughter furniture, and I'm going to give her kitchenware, then even though no kinyan is made, nevertheless, hein hadvarim haniknin ba'amira. These are things that are acquired with speaking. The Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Kama ata noisin lebincha, kach v'kach. V'kama ata noisin lebincha, how much you can give your daughter, kach v'kach. Amdu v'kitchu, if they stand up and they makadesh kanu, their kaina, hein hadvarim haniknin ba'amira. The following things are acquired ba'amira. The following things are acquired ba'amira. Hein hadvarim haniknin ba'amira. So the question is, what does that mean? These are the things that are nikneh ba'amira. You can't make a kinyan by speaking. Speaking is not a kinyan. How does this kinyan work? Why is it binding? How could Rav Gidol be mechayev without a ma'isa kinyan? We don't find that there's ever any obligation without a mechayev. So there are basically three shitas here. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos says, Vein l'tmaya hechi mishtabed b'shtar zeh. Don't wonder, how could you create an obligation with the shtar? We saw this Tosfos last week. According to Tosfos, the sugya, the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is talking about where somebody hands over an IOU in front of Edim saying, I am now obligated to pay this person money. Where you're not admitting to a past debt, you're obligating yourself from here on. So Tosfos wants to know, how could you be meshabed yourself with a shtar? Metaltan is not nikna b'shtar. Says Tosfos, the Yeshalomer, Dehol v'tarach l'michtav shtara, since you're matriach, to write a shtar, gomar u'meshabed nafshe. You decide and you are meshabed yourself. Shaharei afilu b'amira ba'alma, even by merely speaking, yesh dvarim sheniknim, there are things that you could be makne, kidika amar b'samach. We also we know that Rabbi Yochanan in Hazav holds Hanoisin Matanu Mu'etas Chavera Kana, even if it did not reach his hand. So Tosfos is learning that Amira alone could somehow create a kinyan. The Gemara in Amud Beis was discussing that at first Rava thought that Rav's teaching of the obligations that mechutanim have is only if the girl is a nara, because then the father gets ahana, that he gets the kesef kedushin. So, in the Havamina of the Gemara, that the way the kinyan works is the father gets the kesef kedushin, and in exchange, he's makne his hischaivos. Maybe you could say the kinyan is kinyan kesef. But then Rava asked, v'ho aloi kim? By God, Rav said his din, even if the girl is a bageras and the father is not getting the kesef kedushin. Because if you don't say this, the father of the chassan is not getting anything. So the Gemara concludes that the way the kinyan works is behahi hana de kamechasni ahadodi gemiri. With the hana that they get, that their children are getting married, they agree to obligate themselves in these responsibilities. So in the end of the day, the reason why what the mechutanim commit themselves to is binding is because they get hana. What's the hana? The hana is that their children are getting married. But still, how could you be obligated in something if you don't have a kinyan? right? What is this concept where the mechutanim are obligated even though there is no kinyan? So we're going to examine three possibilities. Number one, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Koivitz, Shiurim, Simen Shalu, Shin Lamedvav. Says Rabbi Chanan, Behadu Dvarim HaNiknim Ba'amira. In those matters that are acquired Ba'amira, Kasvu Ha'bit Toysus, Toysus writes, the Yesh Dvarim Sheniknim Ba'amira Ba'amah, there are some things that are nikna merely by speaking. Kidakam Rabbi Samach. So Rabbi Chanan asks, what do you mean like the Gemara says later on? The Gemara later on doesn't say you're kaina ba'amira. The Gemara says you're kaina with hahana. L'chayra hasam taima misham ba'hi hana. Isn't the reason because you're getting a hana out of this arrangement? Your children are getting married. Ve'ein zed dvarim ba'alma. These are not merely words. What the Gemara over there means is, with the hana that the parents have, that their children are getting married, gamri umakni ahadadi, they decide full-heartedly and they exchange the kivan deshneim nanim zemizeh, since they are getting hana from each other. Ein kan kinyan mitam hana. This is not a kinyan out of hana. Elamishum de gamri umakni b'lo kinyan, but rather because they decide without a kinyan. Rabbi Chana is saying an amazing thing, and that is, who told you ever need a kinyan? Where do you get that for there to be a transaction, you need a kinyan? It's not true. You don't need a kinyan for there to be a transaction. All you need is gemiras das. For there to be a transaction, both parties have to have a firm conviction that they want this transaction to take place. You don't need a kinyan for a transaction. You need definitive, affirmative, concrete mindset to make the transaction. Normally, in order to get that gemiras das, you need a kinyan to achieve the gemiras das. But in certain situations where both parties are nene, Chazal can ascertain that they have that level of definitive mindset even without a kinyan. In other words, Rabbi Chanan is being mechadesh that we always thought in order to make a transaction you need a kinyan. No, in order to make a transaction you need gemiras das. You need a formal mindset. Normally, to get to that mindset you need to make a kinyan. But sometimes Chazal could ascertain that since both parties are nene, they achieve the gemiras das even without making a kinyan. So Rabbi Chanan learns it's happening without a kinyan. By the way, Chazoy Nish writes an amazing principle in Chosha Mishpat Simon Chav Beis. Chazoy Nish says, Klal Gadol Yielecha B'Kinyanim. A great principle we present when it comes to Kinyanim. The Iker HaKinyan Hu Sheyigmar B'Libay L'Haknois Hadav El-Chaveray. The main Kinyan is to have the complete mindset to transact to your friend. V'chaveiro yismach date alav, and your friend will rely on it. V'yesh dvarim shekimlu lechazal, there are certain things that Chazal are certain shebedibor ba'alma, that merely by speaking goimer beliboy lahaknas lechaveiro, it's effective to be maknet to your friend. V'yesh she'enoy goimer beliboy rakai deha kinyanim afrashim and atar, but some people do not make a definitive decision unless it's a kinyan that's explicit in the Torah. Aimei Chazal. V'duk heite v'zeh. Look carefully into this. V'hafeich ba dekulaba. Turn it over, because everything is in it. Look in Shas and Poiskim v'timtzakein. And the Chazon Ish, I remember that similar to this, Rabbi Lazar Moshe of Pinsk wrote in his Haskama to Lehashas Yam deVilna Hanitfim Sachs Bav Basra. Interesting. Anyway, Chazon Ish also is saying that the kinyan, the reason why a kinyan is effective is because a person is goymer belibay. However, some things Chazal know that with dibur alone there'll be gemiras das, but there are some things that you're not goymer only if it's a kinyan that's mefurash in the Torah. Okay, so that's the first approach. The approach is the reason why Rav Gidol's principle works, that mechutanim are committed, is not because there's any kinyan here. There is no kinyan whatsoever. The Gemara says because there's hana. So Rav Chanan learns that what the hana does is Chazal can determine that based on the hana, there is a gemiras das, and gemiras das is the main ingredient in transaction. Kinyan is not the main ingredient in transaction. Gemiras das is the main ingredient in transaction. It's just that what a kinyan does is kinyan creates gemiras das, and sometimes in certain situations Chazal can determine that there's gemiras das even without a kinyan. That's approach number one. Approach number two is the Noida B'Yehuda. The Noida B'Yehuda and the Meiri say there's no such thing as anything ever transacting domain without a kinyan. So how does it work here? It's a takana drabanan. Why does the Gemara say Bahahi Hana? That's only so that it doesn't look strange. How can there be a transaction without any exchange? So the Gemara says, don't worry, there is an exchange. The Mechutanim get a Hana, and they in turn obligate themselves to the respective Chasan and Kala. But that's not the Kinyan, because there's no such Kinyan like that. Elamai, how does it work? Takana drabanan. Says the Nadudva in Madura Kama, Choshen Mishmat, Simen Chav Ches, Vahuvi Chasani Ladaite Loikenhu, Ubavadai Takanas Chachamimhi. It's certainly Takanas Chachamim, Shem Loi Takanas Chachamhi, Ma Bekach Degar Makni Ba'amira. Who cares if they have Gemiras Das, meaning not like the Chazoinish. Chazoinish says the Iker transaction is through Gemiras Das. Normally, you need a Kinyan to be Goymer Das. Says in the Yehuda, it's not true. Transaction doesn't occur through Gemiras Das. Transaction occurs through Kinyan. And who cares if you're Goymer Maknim Amira? Kivan She'eno Amira Kinyan, Ma Mo Gemiras Das. Haga ba'atzmecha, she'echa noisim atan l'chavero, kli noa shebebeisai, v'loi nasnulai, v'gam loi hiknem b'chalipin, rak ba'amira, shamar chafetz chafetz zeh shebeisai, ani noisim l'cha, v'ani goymer daiti yersoin shetiknu me'ata, she'ir shecha ben kol makam shu, hachi yala ada she'ikne, u'ma b'kach shu goymer b'datoi. Imagine I said to you like this, Michael, I have a pen over here. I really want to give you this pen, because it matches the blue in the map behind you, and I think it would really complement. If you would write notes on the bottom, it would really look good. So I am hereby transferring this pen to your domain, Belev Shalem. I want you to have it. I'm goymer das that you should have it. Are you koina it? No. I know you would like it. Maybe we could discuss it at a different time, whether we could make a formal transaction on the pen. But you're not koina it. It's meaningless. I am Goymer Das, says that Noida Yehuda, Gemiras Das doesn't make a transaction. Only Kinyan makes a transaction. Maybe the Chazoinish would say, no, Gemiras Das makes a transaction. But since I'm not getting anything in exchange, we have no way of really ascertaining that I'm having full Gemiras Das. Words alone will not cut it. Who would be the mashgiach if someone has gemiras das? Aval b'shtari psikta chazal tiknush yuniknim ba'amira. That which Rashi says that he's goymer umakne is only the reason why the chachamim were mechadesh the kinyan amira, but it's not that it's working through kinyan amira. It's that it's the way it works is takanas chachamim. The Meiri also says that umasha amar ba bahi hanasa demechasnu ain't ze ikar atam. That's not the real reason. Ela kedei shloya davar kilchus abalay taima. So that the takanas chachamim does not seem like a meaningless, empty teaching. Samchu hatam loymar. They relied on the reason of bahi hana demechasni adadi. Gemiri umakni adadi. But ikar hatam, the ikar hatam is, it's a takanas chachamim. So that's approach number two. Approach number one is, transaction occurs through gemiras das, and when they get hana from each other, that Gemiras Das, we could know that it's full. That's how the Chazon Ish learns. That's how the Rabbi Chanan learns. The Noach Yehuda says, no, it's a Takanas Chachamim. There's another Chazon Ish specifically on this Gemara who says, no, this is not a matter of Gemiras Das. This is not a Takanas Chachamim. There's a Kinyan here. You know what the Kinyan is? Kesef. Kesef? Yeah. Let's say you would give me a present. You're an Adam Chashav. So, I'm sorry, let's say I give you a present. You're an Adam Chashav. I get a Hana that you accepted my gift. Right? The Gemara says that an Adam Chashav could marry a woman by the woman giving the man a gift. Ba'hi Hana. The Gemara in Kedushin says that a woman could give an Adam Chashav a gift and they're married because she's getting something in exchange. She's getting a Hana, she's getting recognition. Likewise, the Hana that the Mechutanim get, that you actually agreed to take their son into your house, the parents thought nobody would ever take this boy. And finally, they found the family willing to take the boy. Great. I get so much. So the Hana is that you accepted my kid, or that we accepted your kid. That's a Hana that's marketable. It has monetary value. So it's like Kinyan Kesef. The Chazon Ish writes, this Chazon Ish is found in Hilchos Kedushin Simenon Hey. Look at this. The Hakinyan Hu Midrav Gidol. Kedamrak Subas Kof Bezam Abez Vahi Hana. Venera, does that have a Kinyan da Iraisa? Rav Gidol is a Kinyan da Iraisa. Kedamrel El Zainam and Aleph. But Adam Chashav. By Kedushin, we say in Adam Chashav. Vahi Hana. With the Hana that you took his gift, you, the woman, agrees to marry him. So in other words, I'm sorry, the Hana that the woman got, that he took your gift, the woman gives the Adam Chashav a gift, and the fact that he accepted the woman's gift, that has monetary value to the woman, and she's mocking herself. V'chein gittin v'hiyana. V'hava kinyan kesef. Da yesh kan Hana shava pruta. Each party here has a Hana worth a pruta. V'yachal hischayiv ad Hana me'amana. And you could obligate yourself on account of that Hana 100 mana. V'chein hada amar le'el chesamad alef dina ra harizim kudeshes v'yachlif hada mischayev lahachlif hu midrav gidol. Now the Noach Yehuda says it's a takanas chachamim di lav hachi. You can't be gomar midaitai because you need a kinyan. V'teima ha hana have a shava kesef. Pleasure is the equivalency of money. V'koinin b'zeh min ha-Torah. So this is a third approach. And that is the way Rav Gidol works is that the Mechutanim are getting kesef. Why? Nobody's giving them money. They're the ones paying the money. They're getting shava kesef. They're getting that finally somebody took their kid in. Or now they're able to have a free room in their house. Whatever. They're happy. Parents are happy when their children are married. So that happiness is a marketable pleasure, and it's the equivalency of kesef, and in exchange for that kesef, gamar umakne nafshe. Okay? So that is how the Chazon Ish learns. So basically, in this Shas Sugya of Rav Gidol, of Mechutanim, Shtare Psikta, which the question is, how can one obligate themselves? How could one obligate themselves, Bishtare Psikta? There's no kinyan. So Rabbi Chanan says, a transaction doesn't need a kinyan. A transaction needs gemiras das. A kinyan is the barometer through which we know there's gemiras das. But there are circumstances which Chazal know that there's gemiras das even without a kinyan. For example, by the marriage of children. The Noach Yehuda says, no, it's just a takanas chachamim. The Chazon Ish learns it's kinyan kesef. The Hana is a Kinyan Kesef. By the way, it's a little bit of a stira to the other Chazaynish, because the other Chazaynish it's a little bit difficult, because according to the Chazaynish, that the way it operates is Kinyan Kesef, then that doesn't fit into Tosfos. Because Tosfos brought a raya from Rav Gidol that certain things are nikne ba'amira ba'alma. Certain things you're kind of just with words. What do you mean with words? It's not with words. It's Kinyan Kesef over here, which was Rabbi Chanan's proof that it must be, it's not a Kinyan of Hana, it's rather what the Hana does is it ascertains that you're goymeru makne. But according to the Chazaynish, Tosfos would not be correct, because we have no proof. There are certain things that are nikne be'amira. It's not nikne be'amira, it's nikne be'kesef. Okay, this is the first offering for today. Very good stuff. It's kedai to take a look at it. Three good, clear approaches in this sugya, and it's a sugya that appears throughout Shas. Okay.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.